Haunted Lantern presents. The Starport Inn. Episode 15. So, that's what's been going on. Four missing kids, plus that one from the 90s. A weird thing with teeth, and now I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of it without killing it.
For fuck's sake, they sound incompetent.
They're not that bad. They just don't have any backup. Imagine if I had to work out here, but I didn't have you.
You're fucking lucky you still have me, you know? I heard through the grapevine that they actually fucking considered firing me. Like they'd have the balls.
They know they need you. They probably wanted to scare you, or at least they wanted to try.
Fuck that one up, too! Now they're just trying to bore me to death!
Speaking of, I actually have a favor to ask. Might be something more interesting than whatever they have you doing. What do they have you doing?
Trying to decipher your goddamn tapes, mostly. They think if I listen to them all and cut out all the bullshit, like when you don't turn the recorder off in the car, that maybe it'll make sense. Pretty sure you lost that thread back with the giant fucking bees.
Yeah, well, it's not my fault this town is weird. I'm just dealing with stuff as it comes.
Bet the Hicks don't help much. Anyway, what do you want me to do? They're not letting me out of this fucking prison, so I can't go anywhere outside of the building.
I need you to check the armory for me. I think the only solution to this is to see if we can sort of stun the thing, since I can't kill it. The station has some rifles chambered in .308, but I don't know if the FBI carries tranks in that cartridge, and I'd rather not waste time putting in an order, only to get told that, sorry, we don't have it, a full 5 business days later.
Yes, I can run over to the armory. They've mistakenly not barred me from that or the range, so it won't take long.
Thanks. Sadly, I won't make the funeral of the armory tech after this, but you can send my regards.
Oh, if he pushes me, he won't even have an open casket funeral. That's for sure. I'll call you back when I get an answer. Stay safe out there, you hear me? If I break out of this place, it better not be for your funeral.
I'll be careful, Benton. Thanks. Afternoon, Sheriff Taylor?
Afternoon. Just, stopping by to get some paperwork.
Okay, then. That was weird. Now what? I don't have to stay here or anything, I don't think. Not like it's my station. I'm gonna go see what Chet's doing. Maybe I can help with the nets after all. Better than standing here waiting for Benton to call me.
We need to check the entire net for holes before we put it up. The last one needed repairs. We don't have time to keep taking them down once we put them up. Also, I'd get back to the ones we set and double tie them. If that storm gets too close, they might fall loose the worst time.
Hey, Chet. What's up?
Nothing much. Things are going as expected. The nets we borrowed are a little damaged, so we're having to repair as we go, but otherwise, we should be ready to go in a few hours. As long as the storm stays offshore, we shouldn't have any issues.
Great. Great. Do you need any help or anything?
No, we don't. I understand you probably want something to do to occupy your time, but we just gotten into a good rhythm, and I'd rather not stop everyone just to get you up to speed.
Fair point. My boredom isn't worth big delays.
I need to go check on the rest of the boats. They're bringing the last of the nets to us, and I've needed to direct some traffic when they come in. If you're bored, I've always found walking along the shoreline's pleasant. Take a minute to collect your thoughts, Agent. The South doesn't move fast, and hovering doesn't make anyone move faster.
Yeah, I've noticed. But a walk sounds nice. Thanks, Chet. At least the sand is warm. It's It's moments like this where I would give my right arm to have you here with me, Benton. And yes, since you're listening to this, I know that's sappy as hell. It's sappy, but it doesn't mean it's untrue. You'd be out here probably alternating between bitching about how slow things move down here and regaling me of the latest interdepartmental drama. I can hear you now. Of course they fired her for it. Which she fucking deserved. She's the reason I haven't been able to bring food from home for the past month, because you can't get it through her thick skull, you can't microwave eggs. Or something like it, anyway. That, or get your pant legs wet. At least you'd be here to talk to, if nothing else. There's so much happening all at once, and I can't even run my thoughts by you so you can tell me I'm stupid and catch the one thing I'd missed. Doesn't help that the one contact I do have in this town might be avoiding me or something. No idea what. The sheriff was just acting incredibly weird when he left the station, like he was trying to avoid spending too much time around me. I'll probably have to deal with that later. Drag whatever the hell out of him so we can get past it. You know, Benton, people always ask how I manage to work with you, considering you're loud, perpetually angry, and blunt to a point where it causes more issues than it solves, and honestly, it's because you're loud and blunt, and you don't try to play complicated games or deal with politeness when you have due reason to be angry. If I piss you off, you tell me, then and there, and we fix it. No hand-wringing or complicated social niceties. You tell me what I did, and I either explain myself or I apologize, and you do the same for me. We could talk to each other, not run around avoiding each other like awkward teenagers. Sorry, I know. I'm being a melodramatic ass. It's just, I feel like I'm so close to really getting a rhythm here, but I just can't get through the last hurdle. Maybe it's the universe telling me it's not worth it, since I'll be leaving so quickly after it's all over. Who knows? Unrelated, there's something in the water. I'm at the south end of the mainland's beach, and there's this piece of land that connects the island to the mainland when the tide is low, and there's something out there on it. It's too rough to tell exactly what it is from here, but it's not moving, so it's not any kind of fish or shark. Hold on. I'm gonna try to wade out to it. Yes, I know it's a dumb idea, but something about this. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I have to know what it is. Got my camera up and recording. Probably be able to get a still from video rather than try to get a photo in this weather. Holy shit, I think that's a turtle, but it's huge. I mean, probably like 7 feet long huge. Can't really see much, but I can see some of the shell, and it's mostly white. Watch it be some kind of turtle ghost. That'd be my luck. Apparently that kind of thing likes me. I'm gonna try and get deeper and see if I can get a better angle. Well, glad to see the case works. Not the product testing I was expecting, but glad both the waterproof cases work. Well, the turtle seems to be gone. I've been getting dragged under the water and flung around and spooked it. I did find a piece of its shell, I think. Huh. Hope I didn't cause that. say Weaver.
Do you ever check your damn caller ID?
Hey, Ben, what's up?
And why do you sound like shit?
I'm fine.
You know I'll hear what happened anyway.
I fell into the ocean, but really, I'm fine. Just a bit damp.
The fuck were you doing in the ocean?
It's a coastal town. Thought I saw something important. I'll explain better later. You calling with good news?
Of course. Have I not always been a font of glad tidings? The armory stocks tranks in basically every caliber, so I took the liberty of securing you a package of 50.
50?
Yes, 50. If you think this is the only thing you're shooting out there, you're a fucking moron.
And you already sent them?
Why would I wait for you to rubber stamp it with yes, when I've already made the decision for you? It's not like you'd disagree, anyway.
Fair. Thanks, then. Hopefully I won't need them all just for this thing.
You can always use the extra on the sheriff when he gets in your way.
I'm not tranquilizing the sheriff, Benton.
You never know.
Thanks. I gotta go get changed and report back to the station. I'll call you later.
You better.
Afternoon, Agent. You're actually just who I wanted to see.
Oh?
Can we talk a second?
I was about to ask you the same question. Mind if I come in?
I just tried to give you a 21. When you get a chance, just let me know and I'll call you out.
I'm just going to be blunt about this. Are you upset with me?
Why would you think that?
You've been avoiding me for a bit now, and if I said or did anything to upset you, I want to make sure to rectify that. But you have to tell me if so. You and I both know neither of us can read minds. We're professionals and we should act like it. Which means we need to talk to each other about things that bother us.
Fair enough. I ain't mad or nothing. I just... There is something you said about going through completed case files like I'd not done them all right that didn't hit me right is all. Got my brain a bit riled up.
I apologize that the statement came off as mean, but I am going to have to look through old case files to see what we might have missed. It's not to say you should have caught these things and didn't, and more that we know more now than you likely did back then, and that makes a difference.
Yeah, I get that, and I don't blame you for it. I just... Charlotte's 4 hours away, and the drive up is fine and all with the girls, but the drive back is a long way to be alone, you know? And then I come back to a situation that almost sounded accusatory at first, and then that line, and it just hit me all wrong. I knew you didn't mean shit, but I had to convince the rest of my brain that, too.
I get that, and I do apologize. I hope you know I meant no offense.
None taken. Sorry I was a bit awkward. I figured out an idea for how to maybe compromise between the two of us about this whole kill it or don't kill it thing, and then you said that, and I thought that maybe you didn't want to hear it, or at least you didn't want to hear it right now, so I was trying to give you some space. I thought maybe you're mad at me for not doing my job right.
I'm not, and actually, I have an idea for a compromise as well, which is why I wanted to get this aired out. I don't want to try and offer a compromise if you weren't open to hearing about it.
Let me guess.
We tranquilize it. And does that settle your paperwork issue?
Yeah, though I'm, exploiting a loophole that I probably shouldn't, which is why it took so damn long to confirm. Technically, I don't gotta do the same paperwork if we catch it until after it's caught, and that means we'll have plenty proof to file. They recommend I do the paperwork as soon as I can, but I don't have to do it until after. I just gotta do a couple things to catalog it as an official resident of the reserve once we catch it, mostly because it's a federal reserve, and I don't want you to feel the heat if you don't gotta, and then we can do what we need to do with it.
You think I'd get in trouble if you didn't do all the paperwork?
Well, considering your other Fed friend didn't seem to be so much on your side, I didn't want to take any chances that you might get heat for my mistakes, you know? I heard how he talked about us, thinking we're low country hicks. It ain't a new thought, so it ain't like we're bothered about it, but I know if I failed to file the right stuff, it wouldn't be me on the hot seat, you know? I know they don't think us capable enough to not need you to hold our hands.
You know I don't think like that.
If you did, I would have complained and gotten a different agent. But I also know you ain't the only one we have to please.
Fair enough. Luckily, I managed to source some tranq darts that fit the rifle you have in the back, so it won't be hard to actually tranquilize the thing once we find it again. My partner already sent them down, so they'll probably arrive in a few days. Unless he paid to expedite them, which he might have, considering it's their dime and not mine.
We'll keep an eye out, and then we can finally go solve this mess.
In the meantime, we have a mysterious, face-changing thing to go catch.
Sheriff Taylor, this is Deputy Washington. I've got to go for all the net setups, so we're ready to start this when you are. Over.
10-4, we're on our way. Over.
No time to waste, Sheriff. Let's do this. The Starport Inn. Written and produced by J.D. Dennis and K.D. Lalonde. With music by Liam P. Vaughn. Find us at linktree.com/thestarportinn or email us at thestarportinn@gmail.com. This has been a Haunted Lantern production. Thanks for listening.